everybody. My name is Genesis.
And I'm Tanya.
And this is the Misunderstood Podcast, where we broadcast our unpopular opinions to the world.
And I hope y'all ready, because we got a lot to say.
Period. So the first thing we want to talk about is it's been all over Facebook news lately that Cardi B and Offset are getting a divorce.
Yes. In the shade room.
In the shade room.
That's where I get my news from.
Yes. I don't...
my celebrity gossip news. Not the real important stuff.
No. I believe anything they say about anything. So they say the thing about Donald Trump that you showed me the other day, I take everything for fact at this point, because the real news is just as shady as the shade room.
Exactly.
So I just...
The shade room is so toxic though. But I'd be on there.
The shade room is like that one friend who, like, if you call her and you be like, oh, I'm finna go bust the windows out the car, and then your friend be like, okay, I'm coming to record.
Exactly.
That's the shade room.
I'm gonna record, and I'm gonna be right there with you.
Exactly. Anyway, how do you feel about that though? The whole situation. Cardi B filed for a divorce from Offset. And that was the only thing that we know. Every other thing is speculation, but she did file for divorce in the state of Atlanta.
Right. I'm happy for Cardi B.
Atlanta is not a state, it's a city.
Yeah.
It's a city.
In the state of Georgia. Yes. I'm happy for Cardi B. I've never been married, but divorce is an option. I think, just to put that out there, I would go into a marriage knowing in the back of my mind, divorce is an option. If I need to exit this, I will. And she's not happy. From what she's, put out there, she's just not happy. So she's walking away to move on with her life, because she's just unhappy in her situation. So if that's what she wants, I'm happy for her. He has publicly, cheated on her and publicly embarrassed her for years now. And she even had a moment, a year ago, when she was like, I'm divorcing him. And she did this whole thing, but then in my opinion, he gaslit her by sabotaging her shows and mm-hmm. posting stuff on social media, having celebrities comment under her stuff. Forgive him, get back with him. And so it's just this thing, like, women are always supposed to forgive infidelity and stuff like that. And she's just finally like, no, I'm good. So I'm happy for her.
The thing is that I was reading from Cardi B, because she did post something on live, and I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched some of it. She just continued to say that she just wasn't happy, and she doesn't want to wait till it comes to the point where people are cheating.
Exactly.
She said, right now we're not happy. Right now I'm not happy. But I don't want us to stay together to the point where it's toxic.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think that's very mature, because, some people will be like, we not happy, but we together, we got kids, and we got all this money, and we got all this stuff tied up in each other, and we've put in the time.
Right.
Why would I leave?
Right. And that's true. And also, I listened to that, too. I didn't listen to the whole thing. Love you, Cardi B, but you be ranting for a long time. But I did listen to the important stuff. And people always interpret it as the man is going to cheat or continue to cheat. Cardi could have also been talking about herself. You have cheated on me and publicly embarrassed me. Before, instead of me staying in this toxic relationship and me possibly doing some shit that's going to be public, let me get a divorce so I can go ahead and live my life too. It's all up to... We can interpret it how we want. It was vague, but I'm with her. I'm with Will Smith said it in one of his posts. He said, I'm at a point in my life, if I get one little vibe, I'm out. I feel that. I think we'd be too loyal to stuff that is not serving us anymore. They have a beautiful daughter. They can love on her and celebrate her together if they can do it together. If not, they will figure it out. But just... her being a woman, it's always like, we gotta forgive a man. We gotta stay so loyal to him to the point where we just miserable. So she let it be known. I'm taking into consideration the things of the past and also what's currently happening, and it don't look good for my future. So let me walk away.
And I
respect it.
I appreciate that. I think a lot of the times, us as women, are supposed to, it's the expectation for us to stay in any kind of situation, whether it be, very, very toxic or mm-hmm. not. Sometimes, like, you could be happy with somebody, but you just are not in love with them. Do you know right. what I mean? Right. Like, what if y'all are just got a super dope friendship, but y'all not in love or romantic right. no more? And right. it's still the expectation of, like, well, no, you should stay.
Exactly.
Or even if y'all are not, like she was saying, or because I don't know if it's toxic right now. It probably is.
Right,
it
can right.
be. But sometimes you just get a feeling about people like, I'm really not, I don't like this no more. And it's really nothing that you are physically doing or not doing.
Right.
I'm just not, it's not a good connection.
Right.
So in any kind of situation or relationship, it's still the expectation of the togetherness mm-hmm. Or the longevity of the relationship falls on the women. Like, it's right. almost never the man. So, like, if Offset would have came out and said, because you know they'd be making fun of her, saying, mm-hmm. like, you don't cook, you don't clean. And sidebar, and we gonna talk about walking out of a relationship. I am sick and tired. I've almost tried to argue with everybody on Facebook, all my trash cousins and brothers. But you know who you are if you offended by what I'm saying, what I'm about to say. It's been all this stuff on Facebook talking about, like, she don't cook, she don't clean. That's why Offset finna leave her. I want to know, are y'all...
But who filed for a divorce, though?
Period. But are y'all... But, like, do men think they're supposed to, like, marry maids? Like, yeah, do y'all no, want to marry do. Maids?
No, they do. They
because
do.
Because let's just put credentials against each other. Offset is a rapper, correct? Cardi B is a what? She's a rapper, right? So they both are in the entertainment industry, so they both are fucking performers.
Yeah.
And Cardi B, no offense to Offset, because I do like Offset and Migos, she's way more popping than he is right now. So they literally have the same job description, but because this woman does not cook nor clean, that's why she deserves to lose her marriage.
Right.
What kind of shit is that? Why Offset not cooking and cleaning? I always see him on the game all day.
Right. First of all. Exactly. First of all, Cardi B is rich.
First of all.
So she shouldn't be cooking and cleaning nothing. Unless that is just something she absolutely wants to do. What do you want to say?
Oh, I was going to say, don't they got paid servants?
Yeah. First of all, Cardi B is rich. So I'm sure she has better services than even a Molly Mae service. She probably got, like, around the clock keeping her house clean.
Yes, people standing and waiting.
They probably got a chef. Cardi B always showcases her food. She's been doing that a lot during COVID. Her family be at her house cooking and stuff. Her mama, her grandma, they be cooking food. They probably got a chef. Like, she ain't got a cooking clean. You
but
know
that's
what I'm
not
saying?
Every. That's even in a woman. That's not every woman's ministry. Like, when it was maybe 50 years ago, mm-hmm. when it was okay because women were not seen as equal to men and we're right. still fighting for that fight.
Still fighting.
When it was seen like, so I'm a man and I'm going to go either be a hard field worker or I'm going to be, you know, a broker. You know, anyway, right. I'm going to go to school or I'm going to be like a hard field worker. But you know what you can do? You can stay home and have my kids and cook and clean my food. In that instance, in that time period, that was okay because that was the standard. Women right. literally were not allowed to have education because it wasn't seen, it wasn't looked at as important. It wasn't a priority for women.
Yeah.
But now with us being so much on the same playing field, why would you even expect... I have been keeping myself alive until I met you.
Exactly.
You have been keeping yourself alive until you met me. Why the role switch? Why as soon as we get together, all of a sudden I'm a maid and you need me to cook, clean, and have your kids?
Yeah, it's objectifying. It's that old school, archaic, shout out to that word. Malik gave me that archaic mindset of, like, you objectify the woman. She is a second-class citizen. She can only be domesticated. First of all, if you don't want me for me,
period.
Meaning my mind, my heart, what I have to offer and so many other things outside of can I cook and keep a house up. I don't even want to be with you. I'm letting you know right now, I ain't cooking or cleaning to appease anybody. I'm going to do it because, first of all, you need to cook and clean. You got to cook to eat. You need to keep your house clean. But men can do that too. That is not a prerequisite for marriage. And that's why just speaking to marriage in general, I hope that this is a lesson for women. Cardi B got married kind of young. I don't think it's nothing wrong with getting married young, but
I think she was
we
like
need to stop. No, she was younger than 25 when she got married. They've been married for 3 years. And Cardi B is 20. She ain't that old. I don't know. Here I go.
27 or 28.
She is not her Offset. Yeah, she's 27. Okay.
She turned 28.
That's young. 3 years ago, she, you know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is a lot of women idealize marriage, so they'll even like get into these marriages young or at inopportune times because they want that marriage, and then years later they're walking away because it's not fulfilling. And so we just need to stop putting marriage on a pedestal. I'm sorry, y'all gonna be mad at me. This is one of them opinions of mine that's gonna be misinterpreted, misunderstood, and unpopular. Women, stop aspiring to marriage. Look at this. You get in these marriages, and then when you're unhappy, you get penalized for not being able to tough it out. Mm-hmm. Hopping stuff. That stuff is legal. Cardi B is
legal.
The trajectory of her career, she's gonna make way more money than Offset. And right. I think even now she is worth more than Offset. Can you imagine what the divorce about to be like? Only because he cheated is like proof of infidelity. She'll probably be able to avoid spousal right. support and stuff. But just imagine if that wasn't the case, if that was something that she was able to keep private. And so don't be legally entangled with these niggas and you a boss. Like,
so shout out to all my boss bitches, wife and niggas. Stop doing that though. Stop wifing these up.
Right.
Don't wife them.
I
think also
better hit them with the prenup. They should have. Maybe we don't know if they got a prenup.
Come and meet me though.
Right.
But I think even in that sense, us as women, because we're both very outwardly like alpha, right? So I'm super independent. Tanya is very independent. So I don't, in relationships, I'm not looking for a man to
take care of me.
I don't even search for that. I want to, but what is very attractive is how well you take care of yourself.
Exactly.
I don't have a great track record in that. Y'all would think I was lying, but I think it's important. Like, it's attractive when a man is very self-sufficient because I feel like we match.
It is. Imagine this. Women have been making so many strides, especially in America, from being domesticated to like educated and moving up the ladder when it comes to like the workforce and in the media. So black women, especially black women, a woman of color like Cardi B, one of the most educated and successful, we are one of the most educated and successful groups of people right now. Imagine busting your ass every day at work, doing all this stuff, and then you are expected to come home. You did the 9-to-5 just like the guy did. You served your time, but you are expected to come home and cook and clean, and he can come home and sit on the couch and be served. That is not ideal. And if you think that it is, or if you think that's the reason for her to be getting divorced or to be cheated on, you're crazy. I just don't even know.
Trash.
I don't even know another way. But I just think the idea, Offset and Cardi B too, we gotta also talk about the fact of the type of relationship they portrayed to us, which was that ride or die. Cardi real hood, Offset is too. So they portrayed to us this thing in rap culture of like the ride or die relationship. Mm-hmm. But since she tired of being his ride or die, oh, you ain't loyal. So it's just like y'all want us to be loyal to stuff that is not
our
good
detriment.
For us.
Oh yes, 100%. But even talking to women that I know personally, I was talking to somebody last night, and it was to the point where this woman and her husband are long divorced, and even in a conversation, she was still at some level like defending or protecting his actions, even though he was trash. Like, it wasn't even like maybe possibly, it was like, nah fam, like, I'm glad your kids grew up beautiful, I'm glad that y'all had whatever kind of love affair y'all had, but like, no, he was kind of trash. And oh no, but it was only in like four times, but you were like, nah, like still love, but like, he's trash.
Yeah.
And us as women, even thinking about it outside of marriage, they are freaking divorced. We still gotta like defend their honor. Like, it's a lot. It's a lot like that. And I wish that women would start to understand, it's okay to be selfish. It's okay to protect your light, your happiness, and stuff like that. But in the same breath, you don't have to ever slander anybody, but definitely do not defend or protect
exactly
somebody who did you wrong or was just like,
yeah,
trash or toxic. Yeah. You don't have to do that.
Exactly, because when you get into the conversation of toxic masculinity, of course, the environments, certain male environments, it breeds toxic masculinity, but women be playing a part in that.
Women
definitely enable.
And it's not always the toxic masculinity. It's a lot of the pick me hoes, but sometimes even just in conversation, I think even me or just people that you know regularly, mm-hmm. you will talk to people and they'll be like, that's toxic. Or they'd be like, that's not cool. And you'd be like, no, but it was because of, mm-hmm. it was because of all this. And they were like, no, that's trash.
Yeah.
And you got to self-reflect.
Yeah.
I think we've all been there before. You talking to somebody and they saying some toxic stuff and you trying to be like, no, that's toxic. Or even the reverse, you be talking regularly and they be like, no, that's trash. And you'd be like, oh no, but it's only on Tuesdays every other month.
Right.
Then
right.
he'd be like, he just punched me in the face one time.
Right. Right.
But other than that, it's a great relationship.
Right, right. Yeah, overall, it's a double standard with men and women. Men are supposed to be satisfied in their relationships, and they're supposed to, the woman's supposed to always look good, take care of them, and be a help meet for them. And women, I don't hear a lot of like, what is in it for the woman. Now, it is some good men out here and some wonderful relationships, and those men get it. I stand for those men, those mature men that are like, you're not my maid, you're my equal. You know what I'm saying?
And I love you.
I love that.
In all of you.
But what is given to us in media a lot of times, even if we want to just do this subgroup of like this ride or die, ratchet black love stuff, you gotta ride or die for me. Even love, I stand for Beyonce, but just imagine if she ever wanted to leave Jay-Z.
They would try to drag her for real.
I sometimes think that's, I'm not trying to say she don't love her husband, but I a lot of times think that's,
all right, behind.
That's why she even is still in her marriage. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because can you just imagine her choosing her happiness and herself? And just wanting.
Oh my! I thought you were about to cry for a second.
No.
I was like, it's okay. Let's
Not now, because I do see a lot of evolution in their marriage and relationships, which is beautiful. If you want to stay. But Beyonce's role in Dreamgirls really reminds me of her. It made me feel like that was a lot of her real life. Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
And so, love her, but you don't always have to be the Beyonce, which if that's what you want to do, do it. But you don't have to stay in things. Leave stuff that don't make you happy. That's where I'm at. So Cardi B, do your thing, girl. And live your life after this. Don't jump into nothing else. If I can give you some advice, don't jump into nothing else. No time soon. Don't date no more rappers. Get you a rich billionaire that don't nobody know.
Pull it even in Rihanna and Mariah Carey, even though I don't think any of them are still with those people, but
right.
They be going to like Europe and just getting a little billionaire man.
Yeah.
And they just be quiet.
I think that speaking to this as well, it's this notion that when women date up, or when they just want to date a person with money, that's not cool either. Like, we can't want nobody that luxuriously
we have to,
a lavish life, and
we have to struggle.
If I ever had access to those caliber of men, those are the only men I would date. I don't even want to date nobody that make what I make. I want them to make more than me. I don't need nobody's money, but I am not getting with nobody that you got to be on my level, but I want you better. I want a doctor.
But no, we have to normalize that too. It's like a stigma that black women don't deserve luxury. We're supposed to, this is the crazy thing too. Just think about it. Just bear with me for 2 seconds, right? It's this idea that first, black women need to ride or die for their man, right?
Right.
Right? Okay. And to me, that's what the expectation that this man is obviously going to provide. I mean, that's, if I have to ride or die for you, the least you could do is provide or quote unquote, take care of me and the family, right? Not only that, you have to ride or die. You have to struggle with these men too. A lot of them, right? So not only do you have to ride or die, they're not even bringing you to anything luxurious. They are right. Bringing you to the trap house with no car, and it's up to you to put him on the path
right.
to get y'all the big house, right?
Right.
On top of all that, he is cheating on you. He's probably beating you, and he just don't ever have it together. Through all this stuff, us as black women are supposed to stay and struggle and build up. And I do not want to make it seem like it's not okay to build with somebody. I think that's actually beautiful. However, the same way a man wouldn't want to deal with a woman who just did not have anything for herself, is the same way I don't want to deal with a man who don't have it for himself. Why is it always a woman's responsibility to put you on the right path?
Exactly.
Nigga, I'm not a teacher.
Everybody ain't got to be Gucci Man wife. Everybody ain't got to be Snoop Dogg wife and these people that's Dave's story.
Right.
Don't always make that your story. And then getting back to Cardi B, I'll say this is something else I thought of. I personally feel like Offset was good for Cardi B for a season. They got together when Cardi B was on her come up and she was Bodak Yellow and all that. That's when they was more public. Yeah, they choose some rich rappers, but they should have never got married and serious, because Cardi B, she built herself up. Offset wasn't there with her shooting in the gym. You know what I'm saying? Like, she built herself up, and then...
Is that the phrase, shooting in the gym?
Yeah, and then Cardi B got... And then Offset got to enjoy and reap the benefits of her being number one so many times, and her Grammy moments, and all this money, and the child is beautiful, so I don't ever disregard that. But just imagine all this success, and he gets to enjoy this with you, and also be a source of like pain and misery for you all in one. That's a lot. Girl, that should have been a fun time. Yeah, when you first come up, date the rich rappers, get what you gonna get, keep it moving. I'm sorry, y'all can be mad at my mentality.
Who be doing that?
Stop. Lori Harvey.
She do.
I'm not mad. Like, we don't owe these niggas nothing. Because that's how they treat us, too. You don't owe them the loyalty like we are always taught to. Oh, you owe yourself to be happy. Like, everybody always say we're responsible for our own happiness, right? That's what Cardi B is taking responsibility. Responsibility for her happiness. That's really kind of how I'm summing it up. People, we're learning that now. Social media has really been a therapy in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah.
We are responsible for our own happiness.
Some people more therapy than others.
Cardi B is taking responsibility.
But staying on track, we a little bit at the halfway mark. Let's go deeper into why walking away is okay, and why is that important. In situations. So I think that we touch on a whole bunch of stuff of why people stay and reasons why people would leave, but I think it's also important to know that walking away sometimes is the most beneficial thing in a situation. It's not okay, whether people have children or not, but especially if children are involved, to watch toxicity in your family. You know what I mean? You hear so many parents And the kids knew the whole their whole childhood because their parents just didn't get along. But you hear so many parents go like, well, you know, I just did it for the kids. I didn't want my kids to grow up in a separate in a one-parent household. But what you did do was you showed them that being toxic is okay.
Yeah.
And so sometimes walking away, whether it's for you or even for the kids, what if you have a pretty good relationship but your husband is like abusive to your children?
Right.
It's in any kind of situation, I think walking away sometimes is the best option, like Cardi B was saying, before it gets to a place of like really, really bad.
Walking away can literally save your life too. I want us to not discount that. I literally just saw a video of a pastor. He killed his wife. And it's videos of them having this domestic dispute. Her brother and like her mama was there. Her brother was mad. Her brother gave me very much Malik vibes. He was there recording it, like, pack your bag, pack all your stuff, and I'm recording you. And the husband was threatening her. He was threatening her life. And the brother was like, I'll fuck you up if you touch my sister. Pack your bags. This stuff is temporary. This stuff don't mean nothing. The restraining orders. Unfortunately, I think the next day or 2 days later, her husband killed her outside her job. She was coming out of work and he killed her. And so, I mean, literally sometimes it's to save your life. Like y'all, people really be out here dying because of domestic disputes and stuff. And so it's literally, the importance is for your life. And that's went real deep. But also to try to bring it out of that deep dark.
That's how you put it in the hole.
The deep dark abyss that I just went into. I would even say for me personally, both of my parents have been married several times. And I love y'all and I don't want y'all to get mad at me, mama or daddy. But they weren't really in great marriages. So I don't even have a personal experience of being in like happy families. You know what I'm saying? So I've seen both of my parents. No, all three, because my mom, Angie, I've seen all three of them happy. I've seen all three of them in very happy places after they had walking out of or left relationships more than when they were in them. And so walking away is for your happiness, it's for your peace, it's for yourself. Like, loyalty can be low-key toxic. So we really need to dive into that idea of this loyalty type of stuff. Cause it's loyal to what?
It's right. What am I even loyal? I'm loyal to your bitch ass.
like loyal to what? Mad.
Have you ever walked away from a relationship? What's a good example?
Yeah.
Best example.
I mean, without trying to tell too much of my business, I feel like I walked away from a relationship that I really did not want to walk away from, a relationship that I wanted to be a permanent thing, but as it got more and more toxic, abusive, all that stuff, I knew. I was like, okay, Tanya, so you want to live, right? And I don't mean to like be trying to play nobody, but it was abusive. So I was like, yeah, I don't see anything good happening if I stay in this. And then I just also think I am very, I ain't no ride or die. I've tried to do it, but
you be riding
deep down inside of me, I've always been a
snitch.
Rebellious person, and it's just something in me where I don't stick around for stuff that don't make me happy. I had to walk away, and I'm telling you, I think even out to this day, I walked away from something 8 years ago now, and I just really be thinking like, what if I stayed in it? What would my life be?
You know that feeling is kind of like sobriety too.
Yeah,
like, I'm 8 years delivered from this Fuck boy.
Like, what would my life be if I had stayed in that? Because so many great things have happened in my life from me walking away from a situation. So, yeah, you gotta walk away. Samantha, the Sex and the City, the first movie, Samantha walked away from her relationship. And she was in a good relationship, too. Wasn't even necessarily toxic, but it was, like, disregarding her and everything she felt in a relationship. She had to basically be the nurture her husband, lift him up and all that. And she walked away from money, from a great relationship and all that. She told him, she was like, I love you, but I love myself more.
Period.
And that's what you, it's about self-love too. Like, it's about self-love. Like, do you love yourself? Because I feel like it's very telling when you allow people to do stuff to you. It shows a lack of self-esteem and a lack of love for yourself.
All right, I'm gonna throw the question to Mama over here in the background, our some of our technical support. When did you know it was time to leave your relationship without telling too much of your business? You gotta speak up. You could pick anyone.
When I wasn't happy, for both. When I wasn't happy anymore, and I had to be this woman that was looking in pockets, checking emails, checking text messages.
Y'all have phones?
Smelling draws, seeing if it was any kind of different color hairs on there. Oh, I was checking pubic hairs. Oh, I went there. Yes, and you see a color that ain't your color of a hair.
You'd be like, this is definitely a jet black. Yes, I've done that.
I've pulled blonde hair off, and I'm like, dude.
Not blonde hair.
Not Becky.
Right.
White girls.
Not Becky.
So, and then as a black woman, black women are more offended when they black men go with a white girl. That's like a kick in the gut.
That's for another topic, but you're right.
So, yeah, I walked away, and you know, they say the saying, you can do bad by yourself.
Period.
I flipped that. I can do better by myself. And that's it. And I'm doing great.
Period.
Oh, and that's on God.
And that's on Barbara J. Montgomery. But
to piggyback
on what my mom said, because she made a really good point. When you do not even know who you are anymore, you are literally wake up every day and you don't even know yourself no more. You are literally behaving in ways that is not you.
You just on reaction mode.
Yes. You be like, this ain't even me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Well, this is not the me that I want to be.
Or, yes. That, yeah. Like, this ain't the woman I want to be. So, yeah.
I think, and I'm about to throw a little Jesus in there. You be praying to God and stuff like that, and especially if you are in a bad relationship and you want to be out of it, and I've seen this so many times, God will show you, you gonna get your feelings hurt for a good, as long as you stay in there after you, you know, ask God, please deliver me or get me out of this situation. So a lot of that stuff when you are saying, I don't even feel like myself no more, but if you think back, and when you were in these situations, at some point you were okay with that. At some point you're like, this is normal. But when the Holy Spirit of conviction, when God is really like, oh, this ain't for you no more, every single day that you stay in something that is not serving to you, you are going to be every day. Every day you wake up, you be like,
yeah. The Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth.
And that I think that's how Bible. You know, women always say it's women's intuition, which is 100% real. I don't think men don't have conviction, but it really be just the Holy Spirit, and women are just super strong, so I'm going to shout out to the women and black women, but it really be the conviction of it. It flips whenever you could be making a sandwich, and all of a sudden you be like, damn, I really need to leave. And every day after you making this sandwich, every single day that you stay in, and you be like, oh, I'm done.
It be God.
Everything.
It be God. And, and that's how you know it. Yep. And on the spiritual level, because I am very spiritual, and y'all will see, I'm very spiritual. And not just in the Christian churchy way. When you think of how God is presented, most of the time it's as a man and it's masculine. And we're finally getting into this divine feminine thing. But our ancestry, African ancestry, I know they do it in the Middle East too, and I want to say some parts of Asia. It's duality. It's not just the masculine God. It's always been feminine and masculinity when it comes to God. And I think women tapping into their divine femininity, and we be like, hold on, I'm connected to God, and all this femininity about me, I know what I'm worth. Men don't like that. And that's why be mindful. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little outside. Be mindful of all of the religion that just pushes the patriarchal masculine stuff, because you will be out here caught up, and instead of trusting your women intuition, which is literally given to us by God, because God is not just concerned about men, and he actually concerned about women too. And so, we are just spiritual and all that. So went off on a little tangent there, but
yeah, no, but let's back in. Anyway, but yeah, those were some awesome examples. When you feel conviction, I think that's when you know it's time to go.
Have you ever had to walk away? You put me on the spot.
Girl. No, I'm just playing.
No.
I recently did it. I'm not even going to go into all the detail. Y'all can go to my YouTube channel and watch a video on my ex-boyfriend.
It's not funny, but it's funny.
Similar to y'all, it was just every single thing. He was cheating on me. He didn't have a car. I'm not even going on him like that, but he was cheating on me. He was taking my car. Just energy.
A whole bum out here.
Just a bum, though, for real. And I mean that in the nicest way. I hope he does great with his life. But
respectfully.
Respectfully a bum. Ass nigga.
We said misunderstood. I have my unpopular opinions. Don't be mad.
And I hope he don't stay that way his whole life. In all sincerity, I hope that he grows up and figures it out.
A deadbeat man.
Yes. And treats the next woman better than me. But
he
was doing all this stuff, and for months, ever since I had figured out that he was cheating on me, and I still was trying to be like, oh, but I love him, but trying to be separate, every single day after that, it was just, I'm more like super free, easygoing, very non-committal, but like not in like a mean way. I just like everybody to be happy. So when I noticed I was not that girl no more, I was like, this is not cool. And then, like in Latanya's case, it was just to the point where it's either I'ma get my ass beat or I'ma just respectfully decline.
Yeah, or get psychologically abused too. Yeah. Because I went through a lot of like psychological, emotional abuse, more than just even like physical stuff. And that stuff takes a toll on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a guy can be like, fuck you, bitch, you my bitch, and you cool with that, you'd be like, yeah, I am. I'm his bitch. You're going through some sort of abuse.
Not yes.
That's not cool.
I'm a dog.
He is calling you a dog, girl. Walk away. I was cool with that.
Really?
I
will say, a lot of my past relationships, I really was not called out of my name like that. I think my first fiance, he used to say that, but I was just really young and I thought that was cute. But I never really dealt with a dude who was like, you my bitch. Yeah. Cause I'd be like, no, I'm not. Yeah. I'm Genesis.
Right. Yeah. Don't let nobody
it's that hood love though, right?
Yes. It's not worth it.
Is that cause I would think, would that be in your vows?
It's very ghetto. I do not recommend it.
We married. You know, I vow to protect my bitch and keep my bitch happy. Would you say that in your vows?
No, it's the ghetto. Vows, it's the ghetto. Vows. I don't recommend it. Get you a good guy.
Period.
Learn from Sierra. You don't even got to be like Sierra. They don't have to be a Russell Wilson, but get a nice guy.
Get a square.
Get somebody that respects you. Like, get a weirdo. For real, that means a lot.
Well, we got a few more minutes. You know what? I'm going to put the video in and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Donald Trump got asked, you know that Supreme Court justice just recently died.
Yeah.
And he was asked, supposedly, I don't even know why they put this
what
video
out. What was her
out.
Name? Ruth?
Yes.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She was
former Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. Yeah.
She recently passed away.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump was asked, and I don't even know why they say shit like this. I have no idea. But it was supposed to be they were just walking up on him, asking him questions. And it was the most staged surprise of his life. I'm going to put the video in.
She just died? Wow. I didn't know that. I just, you're telling me now for the first time. She led an amazing life. What else can you say? She was an amazing woman. Whether you agreed or not, she was an amazing woman who led an amazing life. I'm actually sad to hear that. I am sad to hear that. Thank you very much.
What's your reaction to that video?
I was dead crying laughing. I was like, Trump he can't even act.
Me being expressive, somebody ever said something to you and you like, what? He never, his eyebrow, y'all, it didn't even move. Yeah, it was like this.
He did like, not act. It literally looked like he was like, yeah, y'all gonna come at me with the camera.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna act like I ain't know. That man had a whole speech lined up. He literally gave it away when he was like, say that one more time.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
No, he.
I was, nobody told me this.
He didn't even do it as like, he was just like, I had no idea. This is the first time that I'm hearing of this. This is the first time that I'm hearing of this right now when you just told me.
And then, he said it so. When you hear about anybody dying, it don't even matter how you felt about them. If Trump died, ain't gonna lie, probably gonna shed a tear. But I would be shocked in a moment. I would be like,
oh my goodness.
Dang, what? Hold on. Yeah, like, I would really be shocked.
Trump is dead?
Trump was really like, wow, I didn't know. Yeah. She lived such a great life. She did everything. Like, he had a host. How do you, in the moment of hearing about somebody's death, how do you then can spew back a whole...
Because he was ready.
Obituary for that. Like, he actually like killed her.
Right, he was like, no, this was all the behind the scenes. So we just gonna record this, get my alibi down real quick. I had no idea. This is the first
allegedly, time. Allegedly, never put that in there. He actually like, had something to do with her dying life.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this. Anybody have any last or final thoughts? We want to wrap it up real quick. Anybody got anything to say?
I'm going to just say walk away. Walk away, love. That's not even a song. But walk away from stuff that don't serve you. Period.
Oh, I'm going to go ahead and take a quote from a treasured black movie. It's called The Wiz. If you have to, ease on down the road. The black version, not even the one with Dorothy, because she was going too slow.
Yes.
Do it like the Wiz people. Get down it as quick. Don't matter how many taxis leave you. Skip real fast down a road with Michael Jackson if you can. Mama, do you have anything else to add?
You can do better by yourself.
Period. You don't even have to do bad. And if you so choose, do that. But you can do better by yourself. And that's on that, y'all. And that is on my mother.
So if y'all enjoy us, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Give us some more topic ideas, because we're going to be posting weekly podcasts. And also subscribe to us on all of the platforms. We're on all the streaming platforms. iTunes, Spotify. And then subscribe to us on social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel where you can actually watch this full podcast if you just don't have the streaming services. And also find us on social media if you kind of want to just reach out to me and Genesis. I am Latanya Yarber on Facebook and at A Page in My Diary on Instagram.
I am Genesis Nesbitt on everything, no middle name. But if you can't remember all this, I'm going to actually do you a favor and link all of this in the description. Oh, only if you're on YouTube. If you're listening to this, then you just need to go back. You need to rewind and figure it all out. But I'm going to list all this stuff in the link bio below.
We'll be back next week.
All right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Yay.
Thank you, studio audience.